This evening, two new members of the East Lansing School Board are seated for their first meeting. One of them, Kathleen Edsel, joins me now along with East Lansing School Superintendent Dave Chapin, and they're joining me to discuss some ongoing business as well as some newer business. A belated congratulations, Kathleen, if I didn't say it already.
Thanks, Mark.
Must be excited about being inducted tonight and
Absolutely.
Sitting down for your first meeting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And welcome, Superintendent Dave Chapin.
Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate
it. Congratulations on your new show.
Thank you.
Happy for you and pleased to be a part of your very first show. Thank you.
We wanted to make it local. We intend to make it local, and having you two as our first local guests really is really fantastic. We're really appreciative. Let's get into the reconfiguration and the Red Cedar thing in a bit, because I know there's a lot of other things on the agenda in the East Lansing School District that's on the agenda. There's a technology bond that's up for a vote next month. Now, I'm under the impression there may be a consensus on the district's need for tech improvement. Is that the general feeling around the district, Dave Chapin?
It is. In fact, our community will receive a brochure in the mail scheduled for Wednesday or Thursday of this week, providing detail.
How timely.
Absolutely. This follows some study by our technology committee over a couple of year period of time. A community survey suggesting significant support for a technology bond. I don't want to overstate our need, but the reality is we are in need of an upgrade and additional equipment, tools, technology for our students and our teachers.
Kath, what do you think?
Oh, I would agree.
There's a consensus on the need for new tech.
I believe through the last couple of years, as other things have been controversial, there's been widespread agreement that the technology needs improvement here in East Lansing.
What's on the short list of those technological needs, just for to be specific, Dave?
Yeah, we've stayed away from an iPad one-to-one or a laptop one-to-one, netbook one-to-one. Kept us a little open-ended given the very dynamic nature of technology, changes in technology and changes in the tools that our students and teachers will need access to current and future. In 2013, the brochure will communicate that there'll be a need for network improvements, including enhanced Wi-Fi coverage, security door access control systems, and actually this is a technology, security, and communication bond.
That is really timely.
A little more comprehensive than simply technology. Increased security camera coverage, classroom audio-visual improvements to all learning spaces, and upgraded computing devices. This is a five-year bond. We have laid out a five-year plan for how we'll bring the funding in and how, in turn, we'll bring the technology into our classrooms and our schools.
How many mills and how much money does it raise?
So it'll be 1.25 mills paid for, and there's a table in the brochure that will come out, 1.25 additional mills, a home that has a value of $200,000, a simple figure with a taxable value of $100,000. The dollar amount will be $125 per year. At the end of 5 years, the technology is purchased, the bill is paid, and we move forward with new decision-making 5 years out.
Now, I didn't expect to get into this at all, but you mentioned the security that's going to be impacted as a result of the technology bond. Do you think that's going to earn you some more yes votes on the technology bond once people know that there's a security dimension to this? And, of course, I think in the back of everybody's mind is the Connecticut school shooting.
Yeah, I'll take that, Kath. You know, we were talking about security well before the incident in Newtown, Connecticut.
Okay.
And this bond was designed as technology, security, and communication beforehand. Linking our bond to a tragedy like that is, I just think that's a little inappropriate. I don't know that that'll how our community will view it, but I would prefer to simply stay away from that tragedy and the timing of this bond. They just happen to coincide, but to take that much further, I think it's just, I'm uncomfortable with that and think it inappropriate.
Okay, but it is timely. I mean, if you link security and the technology together, there's a lot of good reasons to vote.
That's absolutely correct. We've had some issues with our security at the elementary school level, not so much at the high school and middle school, but this gives us an opportunity to upgrade our elementary school security. Correct.
Anything to respond there with Kath?
Well, my experience in the community has been it needs to be clear to call it a technology bond and then talk about clocks and alarms and so forth. And I do think that the brochure that's going out adds some clarity to that. But that's the feedback I had gotten from the community was $5 million for clocks and alarms. And so the importance is there to spell out what we're getting, you know, as we go along, including security, clocks, alarms, and the upgrades in Wi-Fi and other devices.
Okay.
In it, so,
you support the bond.
I do
though?
Support the
okay.
bond. Yes.
Okay. You two are on opposite sides of the reconfiguration plan that was approved in November. That plan will convert 5 of the 6 elementary schools in the district to K through 5 buildings. That's from K through 4, and it'll turn McDonald Middle School into a 6th to 8th grade. Kath Edsel, 2 months ago, you told me you were planning to revisit this issue once you joined the board and that you'd make an effort to reverse it. Do you still feel that way? And if so, why?
I do still feel that way. I do still feel passionately about two issues. One is closing Red Cedar Elementary School as an elementary school, as a K-4, a K-5, a K-6. And the second is I'm still not sold on sixth graders moving to the middle school. The bigger issue is the Red Cedar issue. It's a unique school to this district, and it brings in many people from outside the district who would like their children to attend that school. I think that in this day and age, as many other neighboring districts are doing, marketing our uniqueness would make more sense than closing our uniqueness. The plan is to move only the neighborhood children and the Spartan Village children to Glen Cairn, and then move the ELL program into two different buildings. There isn't a plan for the basic classroom that's at Red Cedar, and schools of choice and permeable boundary families will go elsewhere. So it really does destroy what is unique about Red Cedar in this plan. And I you know, I'm passionate about what that school gives to the district that is not available in any of the other buildings.
Dave Chapin, without getting too far into the weeds, if that's possible, why is this plan that includes the repurposing of the Red Cedar School the best way forward for East Lansing?
Sure. Well, first of all, let me begin by saying I'm not so convinced that Kath and I are on opposite sides of a lot of issues. There are a wide range of issues that we'll have to deal with as superintendent and school board member, and I'm becoming more and more convinced that Kath and I both have a strong passion for the school district and the betterment of all of our students, and I know we're in agreement there. The other thing I'd like to say before responding is that I too think Red Cedar is a very good school community, terrific students, love the faculty. Our principals that I've worked with, Mindy Emerson and Lorraine Ware at Red Cedar, are both first class. So this is a good school. I'm confident, though, I would say that about our other 5 schools as well. The reality is we have to deal with, I've always looked at this as a school district issue, not a Red Cedar school issue or an individual school neighborhood issue. Our school district is simply out of line with where the rest of the state is for a student body of this size. A configuration that is not consistent with where other schools in the state are, other high-achieving school districts, and we need to make some changes. And with that, you get into a dive about what schools and how and when, and we're in the midst of that, and it's been a difficult community conversation. It has always been about a school district needing to make some changes to deal with an aging infrastructure, an odd configuration of students, or an odd configuration of grade levels, excuse me, and other associated issues that just simply need to be modified. To not look at that is irresponsible.
K Kath, I want to revisit one thing. We got just about a minute. You suggested to me back in November when I did a story on red cedar that it was it's more constructive to concentrate non-white students in one building rather than allow those students to be more widely dispersed among the white population.
That's not exactly what I said. What I said was that historically, Red Cedar in Spartan Village before that was the school that housed the international student body's children, and that became a magnet for many other families who wished to have their children in an international environment. I do not feel, because there have been comments made in the district, that we need to divide that up and share it with everybody. My comment was it's not the job of the child or the person of color to provide a diverse experience for the white individuals in the district.
Right.
So those are kind of two separate things.
Okay. We're out of time. I wish we had more. It flew. I want to thank both of you for your willingness to join Current State this morning. You both obviously have a particular interest in getting 2013 off to a good start and agreeing to dive into this even before the two new members. And we don't want to leave Nate Lake out of this, too. Nate Lake is the other new member on the school board. So best of luck to both of you. Many thanks for joining us here on Current State.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Kath.